Okay. Today's daf is... sorry? Yeah. It's Nazar daf chav tes. Learn with Fru Shlema, Shudin Tzvi Ben Peril, Mordechai Ben Malio, Moshe Shmuel Ben Basi Bela, Abigail Bas Esther Malka. Okay. We're going to go to the Gemara on chav chesam at base, three lines from the bottom. So the Mishnah had mentioned that a man can sort of take a net in the zeros on behalf of his son, or force his son into being a Nazir, albeit the family members can protest, and the son can protest as well. But the Mishnah said, Ish madir es benos benazir. So the Gemara says, Ish in, the man may make to be madir his son to be a Nazir, about ishalo, but a woman may not, she doesn't have the authority or the power to make her son into a Nazir. So the Gemara asks, my taimo, what's the difference? Why is the man authorized to do so, the father authorized to do so, where the mother is not authorized to do so? So machlokas amorayim, similar to machlokas we had previously, Rav Yochanan amar halacha, it's halacha moshe misinai ibn Nazir. That's it. It's halacha moshe misinai, and therefore only the father can be madir the son to be a Nazir, where the mother cannot. But Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, amar Reish Lakish, Rav Yossi Rabbi Chanina says in the name of Reish Lakish, the girsa of the Tosos and the Rosh is that it's Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that you flip it around, it's Reish Lakish saying it, because if you go through the chronology, it may make better sense there. Rabbi Yonatan says there may be two Yossi, Rabbi Chaninas, so whatever. But Reish Lakish is saying, Kedei lechancho b'mitzvos, is a sort of concept of chinuch here, that the father is being mechanech the son. So the right away, if you go, the Maariz Chai says, what type of chinuch is this? You're supposed to be mechanech your children to do things that they're obligated to do when they're growing up. They're not obligated to be a Nazir. None of that, according, there's a shita that says being a Nazir is a bad thing. So what type of chinuch is that? So there's, of course, out to the Rush. It's the first Rush on, over here. It says, Kedei lechancho b'mitzvos. It says three words. The Naziris siag leprishus. That Naziris is a gate to being a parish, to a way of behavior of being a preacher. So that's what the concept of the chinuch is here. This is a methodology in order to teach preachers to the child. So the Gemara says, okay, ihachi, if this is a mitzvah chinuch, what about the mother? Doesn't the mother have a mitzvah chinuch as well? I'm not going to get into the major machlokas about chinuch, about how it applies, machlokas Rashi Tosos, Sarat Shas. But ihachi afilo ishanami. The mother should also be able to be madir the son to be a Nazir in order to get him used to doing the mitzvos. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara doesn't have a bunch of questions on Reish Lakish, and it had to line Reish Lakish up with these like minority opinions in order for Reish Lakish to work. So here's number one. Kesava, Reish Lakish holds, Ish chayiv lechanech beno b'mitzvos. Only a man, only the father, is obligated to be mechanech the son in the mitzvos. The ein ha'isha, but the mother does not have chayiv as lechanech as beno b'mitzvos. Therefore, you see here, first of all, if it's a chinuch, another just important point to point out, if it's halacha moshe misinai, then the father being madir his son to be a nazir is a din d'oraisa. If it's chinuch, it's a din d'rabbanan. So, in this din d'rabbanan, so the Gemara says here, they only, since chinuch is only din d'rabbanan allocated on the father, so they only have this, they only have the chinuch to be only allowed the father to be madir the son as a nazir, not the mother. So now the Gemara says, okay, the lashon of the Mishnah says bino. So bino is mashma only the son, and he can't be madir the daughter. So the Gemara says, Bishma mother of Yochanan damar halacha he bizon nazir. That's all fine and dandy according to Rabbi Yochanan to halacha moshe misinai. Halacha moshe misinai is what it is. That's it. This is the halacha moshe misinai. Basically, like we said previously, it's I told you so. That's it. Doesn't apply to anything anywhere else. But if the whole reason is Elul Reish Lakish, who says that it's a takanas chachamim in order to teach them precious, in order to be mechanech the child, well, isn't there chinuch on the daughter as well? So afilu bito, should this also be permitted to, or should he also have the authority to force his daughter to become a nazira? So the Gemara says kasavar bino chayiv lechancho, aval bito enu chayiv lechancho. Reish Lakish is going to hold like the sheet who says the chinuch is only the only obligation of chinuch is on the son, is only to be mechanech your son. It's not to be mechanech your daughter. So Tosos just points out, Tosos on Chav Chesam at Beis, he says, so look at Tosos Dib Maskel Bino in Bitolo. He says Bino in Bitolo is the Kachalachi. That would be the Lacha Moshe Misinai. Now he says, he quotes the Gemara in Yoma, and then, so you see the last line of that Tosos. He says, "V'hacha arminan b'sulo, bitolo." Here we see that there's no obligation of chinuch on the daughter, but over there in the Gemara in Yoma, Both boys and girls, you mechanech them to fast on Yom Kippur. So there is chinuch on the daughter. So the Tosfos just says with tzarich lechalek b'davar. You have to make a chilik between there and here. Doesn't tell us what the chilik is. But you bring down the question from the Gemara in Yoma. It seems that there is chinuch on the girls. The Tosfos is also interesting beforehand, and we'll get back to that in a moment. The Tosfos says, he says tema hada amar ba'alma katan ochel nevelos. When the ain based in mitzuyin alav lafrisho, va'amar b'yochanan b'chanina af lechancho lasos mitzvah mutal avi yishlomar. He says here the chinuch lo shayach ela lahashiro laasos ulekayim mitzvah, aval lahazir milavor ein zechinuch. The only chinuch you have is to have them to do an asay, but to prevent them from doing a los asay, there's no mitzvah chinuch. Pretty fascinating. You know, tell them not to do. So I don't know. Tell your kids not to play ball on Shabbos if to those people it's a problem. That's not a mitzvah chinuch. Right, so he says, because there he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of being a nazir. It's an asay. The mitzvah of preachers to be an asay. It's positive aspects to that. Anyway, but he says you have to be mechalik between the case here and the case in Yoma as to whether that chinuch applies to the daughter or not. So the Masifta brings down. I'm not going to answer that. I'm just making this example. I don't know. Okay, the Sifta brings down, he says, the Tosu Shishonim Tertsu, that only by Nazirus do we say that the father is Patura. Okay, that's fine. That's what we say. What's the chilik? Why Nazirus? There's no chilik on the daughter, whereas by other places there are. So he quotes a Karen Ora. He says, because chilik for Nazirus is not chilik for anything that the son is obligated in. Rather, it's to teach him to be a parish, to teach him to behave, you know, as a parish. And that type of chinuch is only by the son, and not by the daughter. Don't know what the difference is. Still, all they're doing is pointing out the difference. They're not really making the distinction. Okay, just an interesting thing to point out. Okay, that's that. So the next, the Mishnah says that if the father can be madir his son, then the nazirus. Right, as we're learning it, we didn't preach this. If that's the case, the Gemara says, "Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Amar Halacha Habi Nazir." It's Halacha Moshe, meaning only applies by Nazir. Hachi Ben Nazirus in Ben Adarim Lo. What about all other Nadarim? Right, Rosh points out the third Rosh of Afil Ben Adarim Nami. He says, "The Nadarim Nami Sagi Leprishus." We'll get that in a second. I went to ahead. El Rish Lakish. I feel in the Darim Nami. I understand why the Halacha Moshe Sinai only applies to the Zeros, because that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai. It is what it is. There's nothing else. But if Reish Lakish says the whole reason is we date for Chinuch and Chinuch for Precious, so then I feel in the Darim Nami. The father should be able to take on other Nadarim for Precious for the son. Why does it stop only by the Zeros? Right? Because Tosus, as the Rosh points out, the Nadarim Nami Sagi the Precious. Sure, I take a nether not to eat this, and I take a nether not to do this, I take a nether not to do that. It's all precious. Right. So it all comes automatically. Well, there's no difference in the hafla. Hareini nazir, hareini gavazel also like a korban. It's the same, it's just an hafla. And nazirus is just a subcategory of nadarim anyway. So he says, I feel nadarim nami. So he said, ain't a chanami. He can't do nadarim according to Reish Lakish, and lomi bai kamar. It's not only is what the Mishnah says. Lomi bai nadarim. The Lesley Nivol, not only can he take upon his son concepts of Nadarim where there is no Nivol. What is Nivol? I think I always thought the Nivol means the hair growth and stuff like that. The Mefarish says that the Nivol is that you can't drink wine. The Nivol is that you can't have wine. I don't know what they're feeding their kids back then, but they can't drink wine. Okay, but by Nadarim there is no Nivol, right? So there you would thought maybe only there the son, the father can take the Nadar on behalf of the son. So comes our mission to say, El afilu ben Aziris, the Eastly Nivol afilu hachi chayiv lichancho. We come our mission to say, not only the Darim can the father take the Darim on behalf of the son in order to be mechanechem, even the Aziris, which has this concept of Nivol, the father can also take the Aziris on behalf of the son. Okay, now the Gemara is going to continue asking on Reish Lakish. Right, so according to Rav Yochanan, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So Bishma le Rav Yochanan, the Amar halacha ibn Nazir, Haynu de Katanim, Micha Osha Michiu Kirovov. According to Rav Yochanan, there's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. All the Mishnah is doing is explaining what the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is the father can take the nazirus on behalf of the son, and they can protest by saying we don't want their son to be the kid to be doing that. That's the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Logic, not logic. That's what it is. But Ella the Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Amar Reish Lakish, who says that it is midin chinuch, so. Call kiminayim krovin the armelay lo tigmeri b'mitzos. Can the krovim prevent the father from being mechanech the son in a proper chinuch? Can the krovim come and say, you know what, you bought your son a lulav and esrog last night. We don't want him to be lulav and esrog because I know it's a din chinuch. We don't want you to be mechanech him. Hechitayt said that the krovim or the son himself can offset the chinuch that the father is providing. How can you do that? So the Gemara says. I'm not sure what this means. It's kasava Reish Lakish holds kol chinuch de lo chashiv. Any chinuch which is not chashiv, which to me means not crucial, not important, lo nichale. That's not good for the ben, and the built in the takana permits the krovim to protest. So what does it mean kol chinuch de lo chashiv? What is lo chashiv?
Yeah, isn't that a contradiction? Lo chashiv, it's not chashiv, it's not
chinuch. So I'm not sure what the chinuch. So Tosos has the Rush has a different girsa. He says, look at the Rush. Kasavra kochinoch de lo chashiv bizyona have velo nichle. Any chinoch that doesn't contain a part of bizyon. So here there's a little bizyon to the son by making him grow his hair. Right. So look at the Rush. The Rush says kochinoch she ain't krovim machshivin also bizyon have velo nichle lenar. I mean, anything that's not a bizayon, if it is a bizayon, then the chrovim can offset it. He says, and then he says something I think that's different. He says, "The lo rotsu chachamim l'takin chinuch kazeh shema yishma l'krova v'yavar on the ziroso." Because here, he's forcing his kid to grow his hair and do all these things for 30 days, and the other family members don't want him to do that. So maybe the possibility exists that he's going to listen to the chrovim and just violate the nazirus. So maybe that's what's lo chashiv. Anything that's not chashiv, meaning it has bizyon in it, so built into this takana of chinuch was the possibility for somebody else to offset it and say to protest it. So you had this major tension here.
Yeah, so
right?
So the father.
So you're also in the father. You're telling me it's a mitzvah chinuch on the father, but it's mitzvah chinuch with gavi precious, which is a good thing, right. But it's a bizyon on the other hand, so the family members can knock off that mitzvah chinuch. So it's very tough with Reish Lakish. It's very tough. The father didn't take into account the bizayon, and therefore he still wanted to do the chinuch.
Right.
And I don't understand why he answers the question. It just moves the question along. I hear you. Okay. Or maybe he has a footnote down there. But I don't understand what lo chashiv is. What does Tosos say again? Tosos on Chav Chesam Beis, he says... Yeah, also the concept of bizayon. So if it's bizayon to begin with, why can the father do it? Why can the father start that way? I guess it's just a tension between the mitzvah chinuch and the bizayon to the son. I don't know. Okay. Okay, again.
Saying that the son may violate the
right.
Nether, if the father wouldn't violate, the son would violate. If they pray them are noble.
So say that it's a bizayon onto the krovim to have their
right.
Young. Who cares about the aunts and uncles? The father said. The father said to do it. So then, why is he allowed to do it? Who's he quoting for that? Who did he quote? Did he quote anybody? Is that the Rush? Rush. I think Rush is a little different. Yeah, that's.
It doesn't make sense anyway.
That's all right. That's where we have the issues. I think there's too much of attention that leans in the favor of the father over here. But I am not the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara said again that Reish Lakish holds a nazirus that the father can make onto the son is a din derabanan because it's a din of chinuch. Right? The Gemara is now going to ask that this nazirus that is the rabanan, you violate a bunch of isurim deraisa if you fulfill the nazirus. Number one, the Gemara says, Bishum al Rav Yochanan Amar Lachi bi Nazir, Bishum Hachi Migaleach Ba'avik Hakapa. So I understand, it's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, it's a din del raisa, comes the asei del raisa of giluch and shaving the kid's head, and overrides the isser of shaving your peis, of the hakafas rosh. But according to Reish Lakish, El Rabbi Yosef Ruchanina, Amar Reish Lakish, Kedei Lechanchu B'mitzvah, it's only Din D'Rabbanan. So how can the Din D'Rabbanan of Chinuch override the Isser of Hakafas Peyas Harosh? How does that work? If you see the D'Oraisa, so Nasi D'Ochilos HaSeh, which is fine. That's what we see often. But if it's only Din D'Rabbanan, Haka'avit Hakafa. Your Megaleach is, and Hakafa is a violation both on the person who shaves him and on the shaver and the shavee. So you can say Mela, the kid, is a katan, so he's not violating anything. But somebody's cutting off his hair, that person is in violation. Ah, but he's only shaving off the hair of a katan, so maybe that's different. No, I don't know. Right, what does he say here?
Let's make a distinction between here whether it's a katan or a
bundle. Right, it's because it's a machlokas and daf nun zayin. There are those who hold that if a person's a katan, then the makif isn't chayav on it. I don't know. So these quotes here from the Beis Halevi, who says that the Gemara's question is only according to that shita, the shita Rav Huna, who says that there still is an iser to be makif the head of a katan. But yeah, they have to bring that into effect as well. So the Gemara answers differently. According to that, the Gemara, because as we said, he holds like that shita. But Gemara answers differently in Kasavar, Hakapas kol harosh midrabanan. There's a major difference between just cutting off the payas and shaving your entire head. The idea of shaving the payas of Hakapas harosh is you don't want the hairline from the front to meet the back. You know, like the monks always had. You always see those movies. The monks had like that one piece of head. So you have to. But if you're shaving the whole head, it may not apply. So he says that's not a d'oraisa to shave the entire head. He says Kasavar Hakapas kol harosh midrabanan v'mitzvas chinuch midrabanan v'asi chinuch, which has this built-in, you know, out, way out, but also this chinuch, which is it's a chinuch that's not chashiv, and still dochi akaf the rabbanon. On the rabbanon level, the asay of chinuch is dochi the rabbanon iser of a kafas kol harosh. I'm still bothered by it. If this chinuch is such a low level chinuch that the family members can knock it out, so maybe it's on such a low level that it can't be dochi other dinim. That answer I had before, I'm not fully following. Okay. That was question number one from the Derabban and Deraisa level. Question number two on the Derabban and Deraisa level. He says, Bisham al Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Halachi ibn Nazir. It's fine according to Rabbi Yochanan, we say it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, Ahachi Migaleuchom Isaac Karban. That's why he shaves, and then this Katan brings Karbanos. Karbanos, that's a Deraisa to bring Karbanos. El Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanina, Amar Islakas, Nilchanchom Mitzvah, Hakam Isaac Kulun Nazara. He's only a Nazir Midrabbanon. So why is he bringing Karbanos? That's the one you see, he doesn't bring Karbanos. I guess the assumption is that he is bringing karbanos. He's bringing karbanos to the Azara. And the assumption here is that shechting chul in the Azara is a midin deraisa. So the Gemara answers, Reish Lakish holds like the Minari opinion, kasava chul in the Azara lav deraisa. This is not din deraisa, that chul in the Azara. Mid deraisa, I haven't heard that. Mid deraisa, you can bring in any animal to the base of Midrash and shecht it. I don't remember hearing that. I thought it was there's a Gemara Kiddushin that talks about Chulun Bazara, and they say that's a Doraisa, but only there's a Machlokas about what the Makor is, of where what the source is. But I didn't know that there was a Machlokas. I guess I was wrong. I didn't know there was a Machlokas. I guess, obviously I'm wrong. I didn't know there was a Machlokas regarding whether or not Chulun Bazara is a Din Doraisa or not. So Reish Lakish is going to hold like his other opinion. Again, you're lining up Reish Lakish in order for him to work with all these difficult opinions. He was going to say Chulun Bazara is not a Doraisa. And therefore what? Therefore the it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and the Issa D'Rabbanan of Chulun Bazara is taken away when you have this Nazir D'Rabbanan of the father being Madir, his son, to be a Nazir. Okay. Next. Bish the mother Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Halach Ibn Nazir. It's fine according to Rabbi Yochanan. It says that Halach L'Moshe Misinai by Nazir Ahachi Kimetame. So in this case, if the son becomes Tameh during the term of Nazirus, so he can be Maisi Karbon Siporin, but Achel HaKohen. He brings bird offerings, and the Kohen eats it. What's the problem with the bird offerings? The birds are killed in the Beis HaMikdash via Malika. Right. Outside of Kachim, Malika creates a nevela on the bird. The bird has to be shechted. So if this is only a Karbon Midrabanan, so then you're doing Malika, so on a Doraisa level, you're creating a nevela. How is the Kohen permitted to eat this bird if it's a nevela? He's only bringing me on the running level, and he's doing Malika.
How do you bring in the Nevela? How do you create the Nevela in the Beis Mikdash?
What are you talking about? You may create the Nevela because you're doing Malika on a bird that's not.
I know that.
That's the question.
I just want to know how it's possible. Why would he even begin to work
Because this guy has a carbon that he has to bring. We didn't rabban, and he has to bring a carbon. He holds that there's no problem with chulin lazara, so you can bring it in. But he's offering the bird via malika. So I don't know why you do shnita. He says bishmol Rabbi Yochanan Amar halacha he ben lazara hachim mikim etami ma'ase carbon sipar viachil achol kohen malika el Rabbi Yossi brachanin Amar Ish Lakish b'hakha achol nevela. The kohen's going to be eating nevela. So again, kasavra ki Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Which is issues with this girsa. He holds like the shita of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who says the ain shchita l'of midaraisa. Number one, that birds midaraisa birds are like fish, I guess. You don't have to shech them. You can just kill them and drain the blood. That's enough. There's no chi of shchita on the birds. So therefore, if you just do malika, you're also not creating an avail deraisa. Plus, you hold that there's no problem with chulin bazara. So you're lining him up again with all these shitas. Right, so the problem we have over here with the girsa Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, people keep changing the girsa, right? Some say it's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is an Amora who lives after Reish Lakish, right? So that's what I think that the problem is. So you're saying that Reish Lakish and Shita is lining up with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who lives, the chronology is off. So some say, just change it to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. And then also, the next piece of Gemara quotes a brisa on the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. But which Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is that? He's an Amora. So Rabbi Tam says there are two Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So once a time that was an Amora. He doesn't want to mess up the thing. Right? That's an easier answer. But it's just an issue with the girsa based on the lineup of the chronology. Mati likes those things too. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask. Now, v'chi Rabbi Yossi, v'sav Rabbi Yossi hachi, does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina hold this? That does he hold that? Wait, where does he hold that? Does Rabbi Yossi hold that there is no that on a deraisa level you don't have to shech the birds? Whatever you hold that, we'll bring the following brisa. The sover of Yossi Hachi Vatanya. We learned in the following brisa. Just remember, any avera that you're chayev, if you did b'mezik, you'd be chayev karis. If you violated b'shoge, you bring a chatas behema. And if you're masupak, whether or not you violated that avera, you bring an asham talui. A Yoledes, when she finishes her Yomei Tahara, which is 40 days after the birth of a male, 80 days after the birth of a female, she brings two Torah Moshnei B'nei Yonah, one for a Chatos, one for an Ola. Okay, so the Brisa here is dealing with if there's a Suffolk with this woman, as I guess she was Hepila, and the Vlad, and the question is whether it was a Ruach, or it was a real fetus, whether or not she has an obligation to bring those bird offerings. So, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin lechatas ha'of shehiba al hasafik. How do we know that a chatas ha'of that comes on the safik, say a person who's mesupuk as to whether he's obligated to bring a chatas ha'of. Examples would bring the guy's a safik zav, or a woman's a safik zava, or the woman that we just mentioned who was mepila, she has a miscarriage, and we don't know if the vlad that she was mepila, because it was a vlad, and therefore she b'chayev the chatas, or it was a ruach, and she wouldn't be chayev in the chatas. How do we know that you can bring this chatas o specific? We've mentioned this idea of the chatas o specific a few times, which is why we mentioned, you know, if the woman became tameya, and the husband was made for the neder, she could still bring the chatas, because the chatas o'f is a low-level carbon, because chatas o'f comes b'safik. Here's the source, that the chatas o'f comes b'safik. So how do we know that she brings the chatas o'f, but she'ena ne'echeles, it's not eaten. Right? Talmud Lomar, we learn it out from a hekesh, right? The pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Tezvav, right? It says Zog's Torah, it says ha'zav ezovo l'zachar l'nekeva. So makish nekeva l'zachar. There's a hekesh now between the male and the female. So ma zachar, now it's like a male, maybe carbon al havadai. The carbon, the zachar, brings a carbon chatas if he's definitely violated some anisur. Af nekeva may be a carbon al havadai. What's the case of nekeva? Nekeva is a case that's specific to nekeva, which would be if she's a zava or yoledes. She brings a carbon, a chatas of, on the Vaday. Ma Zachar, Safik, maybe Allah Safik. If a Zachar is a Safik, what's about a Zav? He's Safik as to whether or not he was a Zav. He also brings a carbon. What carbon does he bring? He brings the Ashram Taloi. He brings the Ashram Taloi. Af Nekeva, so too a Nekeva, if she's a Safik Zava, or a Safik Yoledes, would be Allah Safik. She'll bring what? Her Chatas Oath on the Safik. She'll bring that. Ma min shu mevi alvadai mevi al safik, af min shu himevi alvadai mevi al safik. It's the same type of animal. Whatever he would have been obligated to bring on the vadai, he brings on the safik. Whatever she would be obligated to bring on the vadai, she brings on the safik. So the safik zava, the safik yoledes, brings shnei sorim, shnei bnei yona, achas lachatas, the achas laola. The ola we have no problem with at all, because worst comes to worst, it can just become a nadava onto mizbeach. So the Gemara says, if it's so, that we are making the din of a carbon suffix of a negate keva to the din of the carbon suffix of a zachar, let's make another hekesh. Ma zachar mevi carbon v'nechal, just like the zachar, when he brings his asham taloi on his suffix, his carbon is eaten. All right? So af nekeva mevi a carbon v'nechal. So the nekeva, when she brings this carbon on the suffix, this asham taloi, it should also be eaten. But yet we just saw that she brings this chatas ha'of that on the suffix is not eaten. But why? If you're making this hekesh, hekesh has to be all the way through. The hekesh has to be all the way through. So that's the brisa. So the Gemara says, lo, we can't make this hekesh complete. Why? Because there's still a chilek between the zachar and the lekeva regarding how many isurim you're going to be violating by bringing this karban. He says, by the suffix karban. So iamart bezachar, if you say about the zachar that he's permitted to eat the asham taloi, that's why shekain iser echad is only violate one iser. This means it's very difficult, because he's saying if it turns out that he really did violate the avera, so the asham taloi was brought to iser as chulin shevazara. What are you talking about? The asham taloi is a bona fide korban. It prevents it taloi. It holds off the punishment until you find out whether or not you did the Aveira or not. What are you telling me? That you violated an Isser? Right? He says, Isser Zachar, he says, look at the Mefarish. Shekain ein bo iller echad, the dilma shuman hu maida achel, v'hashta kamaisi chul lazara. Where do you ever see that an Asham Taloi is chul lazara? Asham Taloi is a bona fide korban mentioned in the lists in Vayikra. This whole stream of logic is very, very difficult to me. But he says, the Gemara says, Iyamat b'zachar shekain iser echad, so it's only violating one iser, that's why you can eat the asham taloi. Tomar bin nekeva, but how can you eat the nekeva? Because there's a possibility of violating two isurim. Number one, shesnei isurim. My shnei isurim. Number one is the chulin bazara. Number two, right? Number one is iser nevela. Number two is chulin bazara. Her bird is the malika. So don't eat that, because maybe she really wasn't obligated to bring it, and it's on a modified carbon. And therefore, the malika's done to it, makes it into a nevela. And it makes it into a nevela, you can't eat it. That's going to be the question. And number two, you have a problem with chulin bazara. But you see here that he holds that there'd be a if you did malika on a bird that's not a karban, you have a problem with nevela. But don't you hold that there's no shechita ba'ofos? You see here clearly that there's a problem with shechita ba'ofos, that you have to have shechita ba'ofos. Because if you don't have shechita, and you did malika, and you weren't obligated to bring that karban, you would have a nevela. Again, I don't understand. Of course, it's a karban. I hear my kasher.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. All right, I'll email the master later. Okay. So the Gemara says there's no proof. When it says here isurim, maybe it means isurim to Rabbanim. He says masna rachberit of ikav v'dilma. It's an issue here with the girsa. So I'm going to read the girsa as it appears in Tosos, because it flows better. It's not the girsa we have in our Gemara. He says, look across at Tosos. It says masna rachberit of ikav dilma train isurim to Rabbanim. Maybe these are only isurim to Rabbanim. In other words, you're right. Don't prove from here that you have to do shechita by birds. Maybe you have to do shechita by birds only within the Rabbanan. And the Gemara is saying, you can't make a complete hekesh. It's also very difficult. You can't make a complete hekesh from Zachar to Nekeva, because by the Zachar you only violate one Isur in the Rabbanan, but by the Nekeva you'll violate two Isur in the Rabbanan. but this is a Torah limud. This is a hekmish in a Torah limud. Why are you concerning yourself with dinim derabbanan? So again, I don't. This whole line over here. I just understand what the words are saying. I just don't understand what the words mean. I don't get it. Right. So the way he's answering is saying that you're. So maybe it's only din derabbanan. Maybe he's saying that way. Maybe he's saying that these are dinim derabbanan. So only me din derabbanan. Do you not eat the chatas of bala safik? On the rice, you can eat it.
I mean, even theoretical. Right. So, not that it's this, how it could possibly be done, but if you do it in this world of Rabbanim, this would be...
Right. Everything's on the Rabbanim level. We're dropping the Israchila exactly. Down to another, the Rabbanim level as well.
All
right. So now maybe this... So now maybe part of this, I understand.
Yeah, then you go back to Yosef.
And my other question is, what I don't say that, it's an Asham Tomei. It's a bona fide car. Say it in the Asham Tomei. It's in the Mishnah.
But the
Asham Tomei
itself is a problem.
Yeah, but the Asham Tomei, the premise over here seems to be, and that's what the Mafari says, if you have a suffix whether I ate Shuman or Chilev. So I don't know, so I bring the Asham Tomei. And if it turns out that I ate if it turns out that I did not own the Chattas, that I did it correctly, then I had no obligation to bring a carbon. Right? It's chul lazara. It's not chul lazara. It's a carbon. It's a full-fledged carbon. Okay.
You can't change what you did to the Asham Tali based on what happened.
All right. The Asham Tali is what you're supposed to bring. The Torah commands you to bring an Asham Tali in that situation. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish that we mentioned before, as to what the reason is why the father can be madir his son to be a nazir, whether Rabbi Yochanan says halacha Moshe Misinai, and Reish Lakish says tachanis chachamim with chinuch. So the Gemara says lema ketanoi, lema. Maybe this is like a machlokus ketanoi. Maybe it's like a machlokus tanoim, a previous machlokus tanoim. Right? We have a brisa. This is also getting difficult. Okay. So, Masifta says there's an introduction to this, right? You know what? The din by a katan who takes a neder, you have to understand there are three different time periods. There's a Gemara in Nida, three different time periods by a katan who takes a neder. A katan who's less than, a katan who's less than 12 years old in a day, or a katan who's less than 11 years old in a day, there's no nedarim. The nedarim are not chal at all. When they get to onas nedarim, which is, I guess, when they understand, it's a little, it's in between, before they're a gadol, and they understand what they're doing, when they get to onus nedarim, which is for a boy from 12 years old in a day, and for a girl 11 years old in a day, until they become a gadol, then their nedarim says nedareihem nivdakim. You have to check into the nedarim, which means we check them to see if they understand the full impact of what their nedarim are going to bring upon them. The third is if they're 13 years old or 12 years old, and they're gadolim, and then they're fine. Okay, so the Gemara says lei mikatanai. Brisa here says ad masa. I don't know where is this brisa. No, it doesn't source it. Lemi ketanai ad masa madir es beno benazir. Until what age can the father impose this neder naziris onto his son? Rebbe Tanakama says ad sheyavi shtei saaros. There's a gadol. So he's full fledged gadol, 13, but a gadol shtei saaros. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda cholik and says Omer. Ad shigia la onus nedarim until he's that 12 years old in a day, till he gets to the onus nedarim. So my lav tanahi. Let's just say a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is the same machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe who says Rebbe is going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rebbe. Savar halacha he ben nazir. It's halacha Moshe Mitzinei ben nazir, and therefore the afa gav the yigia la onus nedarim madulei the azil adamai shteisaros halacha Moshe Mitzinei who says. You can be madir your son, as long as he's in your rishus, which is until he's 13. Onus nedar, onus doesn't matter. That's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. You can do it. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Achigil onus nedarim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says you only have up until this onus nedarim. He's going to hold like Reish Lakish, who says kedei lechancho b'mitzvos v'kevan the nafik mirishu say. And once he gets the onus nedarim, he's already partially out of the rishus of the father. So you can't be. I don't know. You can't do what. Tulo mechayev. The father is no longer obligated to chinuch. Is that true for all things, or only for nedarim, for naziris? Like when the kid becomes 12 years old a day, there's no mitzvah chinuch on the son. He doesn't have to bring him. He doesn't have to bring him to hakel. He doesn't have to buy him a lulav and esrog anymore. What does that mean? He doesn't have to. The son's clearly not obligated to midoraisa anymore.
The
So I think it's only by Nazirus. I don't know, I guess it has to be, because I don't think you lose the mitzvah of chinuch at 12 years old. Maybe just only by Naziris you lose the mitzvah of chinuch by 12 years old. I don't think you lose the mitzvah of chinuch even at, above 13. But right, so I don't know. But, okay. So the Gemara says, lo, amri, lo. No, don't line it up. You can't line them up. The kule alma halach ibn Nazir. Everyone holds, it's halach l'moshe misina by Nazir. They all hold like, well, this first time I'm going to say everyone holds it one way, and then we're going to say in a moment everyone holds the other way. But everyone holds halacha ibn Nazir. V'hacha b'mufla hasamech li'ish kamiflagi. The machlokas katanaim is when it's a mufla hasamech li'mufla, it makes safla close to his age, when during the onus nadarim period, is that a dindar raisa or dindar rabbanan? B'mufla hasamech li'ish kamiflagi. Rabbi Savar, Mufla Samach Leish Dirabanan. At this age, the Nadar Machal for this kid only meet Dirabanan. So the Chinuch, so the Halacha Moshe Misinai, that the father can create Naziris for the son, overrides this onus Nadar. He can still, so therefore he still can Mimadir his son. Va'isik Dil Raisa, so this Din Dil Raisa that the father can make a Nadar on behalf of the son, Midin Naziris, Va'dachi Dirabanan, and it's Dochel Dirabanan that the Mufla Samach Leish. Mufla Samach Ish means he's his own Rishus. So you would say if he's his own Rishus, like Amin Nadarim, the father can't make the Nedar on his behalf. But that's why it's in the Rabbanan. The Nedaraisa of the father making the Naziris overrides that. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Mufla Samach Ish is also within the Raisa. When he reaches this time period in his life, the Nedarim that he takes, if he understands them, is a Din Doraisa. He's obligating them to the Doraisa. So therefore, on a Doraisa level, he's separated already from the father, out of the father's Rishus, Lagabi Nedarim. So one deoraisa of the Naziris cannot knock off this deoraisa of the Mufla Samach Leish. That's one way to say it. The other way to say it is Ibais Ema the Kule Alma Kidei Lechancha B'Mitzvos. Now this is all a dinder Rabbanan that the father can take. All everyone holds like Reish Lakish that it's a dinder Rabbanan that the father can create the din Naziris onto the son. Kule Alma Kidei Lechancha B'Mitzvos. And everyone agrees is Mufla Samach Leish is also a dinder Rabbanan. Because if Mufla Samach Leish was deraisa, it would knock this off. But Mufla Samach Leish also, they have two derabanans. The question is, can one derabanan knock off the other derabanan? So Rabbi Savar, Asi Chinach mi derabanan, Vidachi Mufla Samach Leish mi derabanan, which is fine. For Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Achigil Onus Nadarim, Chasavar, Lo Asi Chinach derabanan, Vidachi Mufla Samach Leish. I guess we have, I don't know what the Lomnus is, you have competing derabanans, which derabanan is going to win? So one guy says, well, I can't be the machokas. One guy says one derabanan wins, and one guy says the other derabanan wins. You know, that has to be a logic behind that as to what that machokas is. That's really what the Gemara says. Sabra asi chinuch mi derabanan, v'tochei mufle samach l'ish, which is also derabanan. And Rabbi Yossi ben Amar, achi gidon zanin, because sabra lo asi chinuch derabanan, v'tochei mufle samach l'ish. I guess the machlokas is going to be is when you say mufla samach leish, there has to be something as to how much power did they give the son at that time period? Did they give the son? Is it really? What's it patterned after? If it's really patterned after the doraisa of Begum Begadol, so that's more powerful than the chinuch the rabbanan. But if you say that it's not really necessarily patterned so much after that, it's just its own time period. So maybe the other rabbanan can knock it off. Somehow you have to explain it because you can't just say one says it knocks it off, one says another knocks it off. That's not a machlokas. You have to understand to explain what the machlokas is. Okay. I think we have to stop here because this continues to the Mishnah. So we'll stop here and we'll start up sleepless in a couple minutes. Okay, everybody have a wonderful, wonderful day.